And he also, it was something that, like a lot of the guitar players of today, and even back during the heyday, I would say, of Elmo James, he was the only musician at that time, in his time, that actually had a style that identified just Elmo James and Elmo James only. Right. You see, you had a lot of guitar players that what you would call imitators, guys that could play some of everything that was happening, but it wasn't too many. When Elmo James did the original Elmo James tunes and numbers of this nature, or any, if he did something that somebody else had did, you know, showman-wise, he would do it in the way that Elmo would like to see this did. Yeah. And the number, if you didn't know it word for word or had heard the song, you would say that this was something that Elmo did.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
And that's something that he had was a style that really identified himself and himself only.
Right, right.
Of course, I met him somewhat like 1955 in Chicago. He was working at a club then called Civio's. Mm-hmm. Now, they had a whole host of bands there. They even had the Blue Monday party and stuff like, you know, things of this nature. And then he was working there on Wednesday nights. And the weekend, a lot of Chicagoans should remember this club. Of course, I understand that it has been demolished now. You know, there's no nightclub there anymore. It is called Civio's. It was on Chicago's west side on Lake Street,
right
near the L track on Wells, where Lake and Wells, you know. On that side. But anyway, this is where I first met him, and then he then had a style that was in the way where he just really identified himself, and he was a person that had a personality in this manner. Anything that he could do for you, he would be there to lend a hand.
He sure would.
And he was a person that, he was someone that you could relate to. You know, you have some people that do things in a way where you, well, somehow can tell whether it's from the heart or not, but things that he did in the way of, just say for an instance, if a musician was stranded, he would do the best that he could to even as much as work in with his group.